You're listening to the Pine Room Podcast, episode 100. We're super thankful to have been able to gather and talk whatever nonsense for the past 2 years, and we hope you've enjoyed every minute along with us. We're planning some really big things for the rest of 2024, and hopefully by this time next year, you'll be right here with us again. To everyone that has listened and followed the Pine Room since the beginning, we want to thank you so much, and we can't wait to see what the future holds. Cheers.
Cupcake display here. It's on camera.
Oh, they're in shape of 100.
Yeah,
if you haven't
seen it yet, go check it out on YouTube. If you want 100 episodes without seeing this and watching on YouTube, we are back somewhere very special where we somewhat started this whole venture. We actually started down in our competing radio studio, but we started episode 6 here in the Pine Room studio, or here in the Pine Room, the actual Pine Room, as you can see behind us. And we're here at the original set. It is out. It's still alive. It's still in one piece, relatively. And myself, Matt, Jeff, Jarrett, Coach, and Chris, all here. Cooley had baseball. Soups in Carolina.
And Derek's back in Florida.
All the other guys probably out chasing women and getting lucky.
I know. Isn't that all the guys we have?
I mean,
yeah, what other guys?
Luke.
Luke. He's always chasing.
Yeah, Nick. Say.
Oh, you mean
Champ.
Just guys that are part of the Pine Room in general?
Yeah, I mean,
chasing
yeah.
women. You're right. It's true. Women. Legit. Huh. Or playing baseball.
Drinking
one of the
tequila.
Two.
Really? Drinking tequila.
Yeah. Martini Rossi.
Yeah. Wow. We're here for episode 100. Thank you for everybody that has listened and watched for the past. How long have we been doing this now? About 2 years now?
When will be the 2 years?
March.
2 years.
Probably
coming
spring. Probably right? March Madness time. 2 years, right?
Yeah, because it wasn't the second episode.
Because Joe gave out St. Peter's in his Final Four, like, on that one.
Right.
2 years ago.
Right. I forgot.
Was that
about
episode?
That.
What was that? Ooh, was that
I mean,
one?
It was an early one. We were still in that little.
I think it was two.
It was
hot,
I think.
Literally hot.
We were also talking about. Why were we talking about. I think we were talking about the World Series. We were talking about. Yeah, we had predictions, future predictions for the World Series because I said.
Oh yeah, yeah, because baseball was starting. It was literally opening day.
Yeah, I said Godzilla was going to win
right,
the World Series.
Right. I think picked the Angels. I picked the Padres.
Yeah,
I think for that.
Great
yeah,
pick.
Yeah, that's
great
right.
pick.
Nobody picked the Rangers, did they?
No, I think that was 2 years
yeah,
ago.
Yeah, it'd have been 2 years ago.
So who won? Astros.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, it'd have been the Astros.
Boy, well, we're here. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for watching all the stuff we have. If you haven't watched and caught up with all the things we've done, you got a lot of things to catch up on. Probably a couple days worth of content for you to enjoy. But yeah, thank you for joining us. It's episode 100. What do we do
well,
from
you know,
here?
Well, I,
well you always said we're just packing it in.
Show or,
no,
like,
just in general. What do we do now?
Go
we
to
carry on. We get bigger and better.
Now do we
live to 101?
Do we party? Do we? When's our next celebratory event? The 150th or 200?
200.
What's that called? Bicentennial. Is that Chris's bicentennial 200?
Yeah.
Okay. Bicentennial.
Yeah, bicentennial.
So what?
If we all live that long.
That's
yeah,
what I said.
That's
if we don't get swallowed up by a pothole.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Then we could we go on for that forever about that. But I remember Jubb would say it was like an episode like probably 60. He would say episode 60, 40 more to 100.
There's a lot of build up to this. There's a lot of build up to this.
If we made it to here.
Really, I wish we could have had like a clown here. We could have had
I don't know.
Mariachi
there may
man.
Be six clowns right
yeah.
now.
Yeah. We could
we're
had
just
had,
not
like,
dressed
makeup-less
as them.
Clowns.
Yeah. We could have had all like circus performers and fireworks, but we have these little things that don't make noise.
Yeah, I bought them at Family Dollar. I thought they were like the noisemakers.
We could have brought all the freaks
we've
back.
We've got hats.
Yeah.
We've got cupcakes. We've got a cookie. We got a.
I like these.
I mean, really, there's not much else we could ask for.
Right.
Right.
We're going to have some champagne here in a minute.
And to some people, it's decent weather, but for people like Matt and
it's
I.
It's on the
Jump,
cusp of being
when you were
really
doing
terrible.
Your introduction,
it is crazy.
In the annals of Pine Room history, that'd be a good trivia question. Which episode did we start doing outside?
Yeah,
that is a good. Yeah, that is a good
number
episode,
six.
Episode six. Episode
I
six
would have
was
never
outside.
Known that.
actually, there's an episode zero that is like in the vault that has never been, never seen the light.
They'll
of day.
Release that when we're all dead.
Yeah,
because you know, like... I remember the first time we went down to the competing station. Like you guys had done two or three, and I went down there and met at the bridge.
Yeah.
I was so fucking nervous. My jeez,
Coach got you a drink to go.
Gin and tonic. He brought all his notes.
Yeah.
I was like, my God, I can't believe I'm doing this. And
well, I mean, it was when we
it was
went
brand
in.
Brand new. I didn't know.
I didn't originally plan to be on the show. I planned to be the guy behind the scenes, behind the camera, like how like in Joe Rogan, he's got Jamie, who's like behind the scenes and controls everything. And then we got it in the studio, and no one wanted to do the intro. So then we just started, and the first recording that we ever did was rough. I think you always said you remember coming out of there and be like, I don't know if this is going
to
be.
Well, I'll be honest, not to contradict you, I think your dad made you do this. Meaning, as in
I think that's probably right.
Like yeah. You're like, hey, you know what? I think you're going to be the lead guy on this, and you're going to like you're going to have to do all the talking and stuff like that.
Was that the night of the show at Capitol?
No, that was episode 4.
Oh.
Episode 4 was...
Menopause.
Yeah,
music.
Yeah.
I tell
you
what, though, that was you, you and you out front there of the. That was good back in the day.
Matt and I were out.
Was before the we could have died falling in a hole. It wasn't all
yeah, there
fucked
wasn't
up.
There wasn't a dumpster in front of the Capitol.
The streetscape hadn't started yet.
No.
If it was, it was like in its first little infancy where
they were. They were just
peeing the lines up.
The great planning that has gone into this. Yes. Yeah, that probably took years because the guy that has planned this streetscaping, as we said on the radio, has done an outstanding job.
Well, they're around like.
I wonder who the mayor was when they started the preparation.
Well, that was
Andy McKenzie.
Oh, wow. That's probably legit, right? That's back in the day. Jesus. Wow.
Spar Shane?
Yeah, honestly.
Wait, realistically, does anybody know when the streetscape actually started? Like when the planning was?
They don't even know.
I would think it had to be a lot because if they're doing all that underground and they knew that the pipes were bad and stuff like that, I would agree that it had to be a while back. But I think that it would have been nice to us since we had progression of 100 episodes. It would have been nice like every episode we just kept on showing the street views to see the progression of that too. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we'd still be in the same boat as we were
same
100
we
episodes
were.
Ago.
We should set up a time lapse maybe on top of the radio station. And
the film would be like it'd be the biggest thing ever recorded. You never run out. It'd be like an endless recording. You'd never –
They
wouldn't be able
stream.
To save
they'll,
on
they'll
any
build that.
Ride.
They'll build that new Los Angeles Clippers arena quicker than they do this streetscape, guaranteed.
When is this supposed to be done? Like the end of 2025?
Streetscape?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, Matt, you see now when we come out, you couldn't turn left now?
Oh, yeah.
To go up. Is that? I got to get
that's
my street
12th Street.
12th
you couldn't
Street.
Couldn't turn 12th up. There was only traffic coming down
yeah.
now.
Yeah.
Wait, where at?
Right outside.
Right on the corner
when
by
you know, you
by,
come out
of United.
You take a left and you take the next left.
Where the bank is on the corner.
Yeah.
You take a left.
Couldn't go up there today. That was one lane. These guys immediately said, I bet Matt handled that well.
I texted
you got to go right to River City now and turn left. And then
was nervous there because I didn't know, honestly, if you could turn there. Because there were, like, cars were, like, over a little bit. I said, this is incredible.
It does genuinely sometimes when you're down there. It is a little nerve-wracking. Like, if you, like, happen to take a wrong turn and you think you're going down a one-way or you don't know if this is closed or if there's going to be construction there. And you're like, I mean, I could just get hit head on.
You could
on
lose
right
your
now.
Car. You could kill somebody. You could get killed. I mean, there's so many things
I'd
that
like
go
to know
wrong.
What episode we started talking about the streetscape.
It feels like we've literally talked about every time we've been on here since probably episode 65, maybe before that.
And boy, Lola was mad today. She was pissed today. She couldn't get anywhere she needed to go.
Lola, for those
she was cracking in Bud Light as soon as I walked in.
Those of you that know, Lola.
Is that road going to be closed for a while?
Drove her to drink.
God. The one you were just talking about.
Well, there
was a, or is that just for today?
There was one lane closed. They had a digger. An
excavator
there digging
diggers.
And one lane was closed and the only truck was coming down. Now, you guys, when you guys turned down our main thoroughfare now, there was a car coming up there for the first time I ever saw.
I almost got hit head on.
This is funny.
I heard you guys honk at him.
No. So we were driving down there and I wasn't really paying attention and there was a guy coming up. Just, you know, slowly in some little sedan or a little four-door, he lays on the horn
so long.
Why, are you not supposed to come up there?
No, it's a two-way. It's a two-way, but he didn't know that. He thought it was a one-way, and he laid on the horn.
I heard it.
I mean,
I was pissed.
At least,
but that really is a two-way street.
Yeah, yes, I think it was. I don't think they ever anticipated it being the main artery of the fucking city. I don't think. Right. I mean,
probably
how
not.
Could they? Because there's people
not.
That park in that lot that probably are used to making that left and going up the hill.
Yeah. So we went down the other day to get the set from the office, and we came back, and that guy came up, and I laid on the horn for like. It had to be like 15 seconds, and I looked out the window and I said, what the fuck are you doing? So I was in the wrong.
You don't think they anticipated that?
No.
I'm shocked.
I probably not.
I mean, they have such a clear vision of
Who am I to assume the wonderful leadership of the city?
Right.
What do you guys think?
But, hey, he's running for Senate now, the mayor. So.
What do you guys think the profitability is of tickets that have been written in downtown Wheeling due to that kind of shit? Like, do you think cops were writing fucking tickets?
I don't know. I would think
they
said
they're writing them in front of the hot dog place and secure it.
You mean like meter people or more like guys in like if by chance like Jarrett was going the wrong way, would a cop pull him over and give him a ticket?
No, the parking meter thing.
Okay.
And there's nowhere to park, obviously, and people were scrambling for parking, and Jerry Ames said they were giving tickets out.
That's unreal.
How can they do that?
Yeah, honestly, you think that they would buffer that and say that goes away for why we're doing this project?
Right.
That's a good question.
So you think like you're talking about people going the wrong,
way? Like cops in are just praying on that shit. Like, fuck, we got to pay for this shit some way. So here we go.
Since they can't use the parking meters along the street.
Yeah, right.
Those have been shut down. The meter maid probably had to retire.
They off now?
No.
Huh? The meter maid. She's always ticketing the people across the waterfront hall.
Oh, yeah, she's always on the crowd down there.
So she stays down by the river now.
She put a slip
is that
on.
Only a women can have that job?
No, there's
a dude. There's
is he called a maid?
Yeah, a black.
I've actually never seen a dude.
Is he a meter maid?
Oh, yeah. He comes.
All inclusive.
Yeah, be careful with your politically correct terms there.
You ever see that meter maid try to get out of her car?
It's meter person now, man.
Oh, meter person.
Right.
Meter person.
She can hardly walk. It's unbelievable.
Is
she a big girl?
Big fella? Big
lady. Older lady. Yes.
Run
short,
stopper.
Stalky. If it's getting out of the car, it's
big front
painful.
Porch. She
4x4 linebacker.
Yeah, she could
put her in the middle
line.
On 4th and 1.
Yes.
Plug up the run.
Nose guard.
She's
huh?
Nick Nardone on the goal line. Like, I can score.
Yeah,
I can score.
Give him 4 from the 1.
I was going to say that profession. I get that people have to do that because there are some assholes that want to park in places that they shouldn't park. But that position in that job infuriates me. Like, and I know, like I said, I know that it's a position that people have to do because there are people that park where they shouldn't park, but when I see her come around and she points at my car and like
does this happen to you a lot?
I got a ticket written for me. Soup and I had to go pay it at the city building or the county, whatever it is.
You're the only person that's ever paid that. That's super
cool. I was so mad because Soup, I wasn't going to pay it, which I guess isn't probably the best thing to do. But Soup goes, yeah, we got to pay it. We got to go pay it right now. And him and I went to the building and paid
it. When was this?
Like, I don't know.
Where were you parked
at? I don't remember. I think we were somewhere in the meter. The meter went up.
Right.
We were eating. That's what it was.
Coleman's.
We were eating in River City. We had a meeting, and I was in the 1 hour parking, and it went further than an hour.
So at 61 minutes, she ticketed you.
It felt like it. She was waiting. It felt like it because I ran outside and she was long gone.
She's got the thing going.
It's such a pain in the ass. Like with the state that things are in now, like us, we are parking down at the waterfront. There's a lot where maybe four to eight cars park on a daily basis. We pull in, have a 45-minute meeting, come out, and I have a ticket. Not a ticket, but a slip on my windshield that says this vehicle will be towed. My license plate number, the make of the model, and then I just took it and threw it in the trunk.
Where's the tow yard around here, Chris? You know?
It's Ace Garage. Is that what you're talking about? Is that where
where they take them?
Yeah, I think so.
How do you get into that
position?
I don't know. I was just curious. I don't want to ever know.
No, 100%.
Yeah, how do you get to that?
You mean how do you get a job there?
No, I'm saying how does that something that you go, that's what I want to do?
I want to be an asshole.
Can
for
you
a
major
living.
In that in college? What would that be? Criminal justice?
Christ, that's some kind of bridge.
It's a specialized bridge.
Chubb was a scoff law. He was
have
breaking the law.
Fleet of foot, not that big. You think somebody's pretty good on their feet?
Do you think they have a physical test for a meter maid?
Actually, you know, I bet they do, though.
No, not like a physical test.
I'm just saying, as in, they probably have to pass some sort of clearance because they're on their feet all day long.
10 push-ups?
No.
Seven no, how many meters you can
they
run
they
to.
They give you the over-under. Actually, just out of curiosity, how many tickets did you accrue in your 4 years at Wheeling Central? Because I know I accrued a
not
shit
many.
Ton. No?
No.
Yeah,
not
I accrued a shit
all.
Ton. Because if you were late,
drive.
All the parking spots. No.
Did you pay him? Never paid him?
Jeez, probably late.
What's the statute of limitations on that?
They're done now. I'm
probably
not. The fucking, I used
probably like a library book.
Is that run through the
all
high school?
I would do is just going to show the gray hair and the gray beard like it's done. It's done.
Is that run through the high school or is that the actual city?
City. Because we had to park up by the gym. But if you got there late.
Have you been?
If you got there late, all the parking up by the gym was gone, so you had to park in a meter.
Have you been pulled over since?
Mm-hmm. Okay. No. I've only we were just talking about this the other night. I think I've only gotten one ticket.
Is this after? You know what's going to happen.
I know, knock on
wood. Is this after the ticket, the parking ticket?
Yeah, way after.
Well, I was going to say, like, what if you got pulled over and he goes, you're Jeff Doyle. You're
we've been looking for you.
You have 57 unpaid parking tickets.
You know what your punishment is, sir? You got to be a meter maid now.
Sir, step out of the vehicle,
step
please.
Out of the,
that's like West Lib. West Lib's parking is absolutely atrocious.
Oh, man.
It's horrible. And I got probably 5 or 6 tickets on my
car. I think there's a few still in your truck.
I never paid them.
They used to threaten and all let you graduate when
well,
I was
they
there.
Would.
They were like really weird about it,
they
too.
They did that to me before, and because they put your account on hold and you can't get grades, which is absolutely
JR.
Did you
used
to get them, Matt?
JR Holy.
I got a few. I'd get them. Yeah, I mean, sometimes you didn't have a choice if you had to do something.
Oh, no,
you needed to go somewhere. I mean, I never parked where I impeded anyone else.
Yeah.
I thought that was good enough, but no. You know, there's call. They get mad
Cooley,
about things
Cooley
like that.
Has the he has to have the record for amount of parking.
Well, he just doesn't care.
Yeah,
that's
right.
The thing. I didn't want to get him.
No,
I don't have any.
But he's already said that on the show. He just didn't care.
Yeah.
Oh, no. He has to have the record
he
for sure.
Did. I
There's
do remember.
No doubt.
He we pulled in and he had one on his, or we came out of somewhere and he had one on his where the underneath the windshield wiper. He just took it out, folded it up, put it in the console and didn't even was.
It makes me nervous if I illegally park. Like if I know I'm illegally parked, like I feel paranoid. Like if I'm going into a building or something and I'm like. That really wasn't a spot. I go out, there's no
feeling.
Car. Like, that's not going to be fun.
I'll be honest. I did think, like, when I put a couple tickets and didn't pay them, I think it was after I graduated when I'd go up and see Hannah, they would give me tickets for places I wasn't supposed to park, which is dumb because it was like a faculty lot, which had a million spots in it, but I park in there, so I get a ticket. I do have the fear that I'm going to get pulled over and he's going to say, you have tickets unpaid from West Liberty University. You're under arrest.
And you know you can't even deny you pink up.
Have any of you ever had a car towed before? No way, right?
I had one stolen.
Have you ever told that story on here?
No, but I want to go back to this parking real quick because I have a pet peeve really bad. Do you guys get angry with people that park in handicapped spots that don't have a handicap
sticker? Absolutely. Yeah.
What about if you see an able-bodied that has a handicap? That makes me even more mad.
What's that now?
An able-bodied person.
That's what I mean.
That puts a has an illegal one.
Yeah.
That one makes me really mad. There's some guys, I could name some names here right now. And listen, I would say this.
Matt, we have them at the Warwood Vets.
Right. But when I say their names, you would not be surprised by any of them. You
are
guys know them.
Are they people you like or just you tolerate?
No,
I might plead the fifth on that, but I will say no. I will say
we got
celebratory.
Hunter,
they do it on purpose.
Clearview, let's go.
Certainly fitting.
Just for us.
Here, while that's going, I guess I'll just crack this open.
Pop the bubbly.
Well, I tell you this much, and honestly, back to that real quick, and obviously those people are jack-offs for asking for one, but at the end of the day, there's still a provider, a doctor that's signing off on that.
It's
so
like the pills, too.
That's the issue.
No, yeah.
So
I just think it's so bad when you see, like, Coach, back to your point, when you see, like, an old person struggle to find a spot when you got an asshole who's, like, young and able-bodied in there. That really, really makes me mad.
Oh, man.
I like to break their fucking windshield.
It became an issue with me when I was taking care of Pauline for so many years, and we couldn't find a spot, and I would see a car without a sticker just because they're lazy and they want to not be inconvenienced and might have to walk a little bit.
He's going
to
lose an eye.
What do you think of this when he's doing it? What movie?
NASCAR?
No, Dumb and Dumber.
Dumb and Dumber.
He's going to shoot the owl over there.
This party sure went.
Yeah.
This part, what do you say? This party
went
downhill.
Where's party really died?
I don't think it's going to go unless I hit a curveball. Here we go. I don't think it's going to explode.
Well, we'll get a pop.
Oh, touchdown.
That's
good.
Bad.
That's good.
That was perfect.
Actually, we've talked about this on the show before. Actually, that shit pisses me off. But even more that pisses me off, those people that grab those fucking little scooters and go around.
Oh, my
able-bodied people that can fucking get around.
In the store.
Yes. It's unbelievable.
Riding around like they're joyriding.
Fucking dumb. Fat fucks.
People that abuse...
Honestly, it just blows because it is.
But
most
where,
of the time
where
it's
are the authority
fuckers.
Figures
There's
here?
What bothers
That's
me.
I never. God love the police, but I can never have one when I need one. When they zoom by me, or someone does something stupid, or there's a guy riding a motorcycle going 90 in the interstate, weaving in and out of cars. I wish he would just get hit, but there's never a cop around.
And actually, I would agree, have those same sentiments. If you're dumb enough to fucking do it, you're dumb enough to rear end somebody.
Parking in the handicap zone is just.
I think it's ignorant. It's inconsiderate.
Absolutely. It's like that should be a really hefty fine
and
sentence.
I think it should be a
you should
really
go. You should do time for that.
Yes.
It should be a felony.
Because people need it. Like, my dad, he needs it now. Like, he doesn't have
absolutely.
A choice. Like, he can't walk at the end of the parking lot. Like, he needs as close as he can get. And I feel bad. Like, if I'm driving my parents around in their car, I will not park in that. I will drop them off in the front, and then I will go park in a spot. And they were like,
thank
no,
you.
We got the sticker. I said, I know that. But to me, I don't feel right coming out of that car, being able to walk and not having any issues. Somebody else needs it more than me. I do that all the time. They get mad at me about it.
Why don't you drop them off right out front?
Yeah, drop them off out front, then I'll go park in a real spot and then come back and get them when we're done with the store, wherever we're going.
It's called being considerate of others. Wow, what a concept.
Real
simple. What a concept. Wow.
Yeah, it's really tough.
Where do you guys think the most annoying place to park is in the world? I would say mine would be the airport.
What do you mean by annoying? Yeah.
Just like a pain in the ass to go park.
Are you saying as in if you are like you're the one flying out, so you had to find the spot for
yes.
The, or like are you saying you
or like a place you can never find a spot ever? I think airports by far.
Airport can be tough, but those lots are so giant.
Not big.
And I don't go
I
there very often.
If you go to a sporting event where you don't know the venue
that's
and
tough.
You're trying to find
ooh,
a spot.
Yeah.
That is a very, very difficult
stress.
Thing.
That's a little stressful. Why did that happen to me in Bradenton the last week?
Especially when you started tailgating at 6 o'clock in the morning.
Doesn't
you better know your way around some of these places, or you're not. Maybe never get a parking place because you just don't know where to go.
Pittsburgh's bad.
Pittsburgh's really bad. The worst display of parking I've ever seen. In how you could see that something easily could go wrong. We went to a concert in. What's the one in Pittsburgh?
Burgettstown.
Yeah, and that's a bad one. If you don't pay for
that
VIP, it's
a
bad one.
Funnel of that. That's not good.
If there's ever emergency there, people will die.
That's scary.
Especially if you're coming in or out, and an emergency vehicle needs to get through, zero chance anybody's getting
saved. Yeah, that's probably number one.
So choose to have a heart attack before or after.
Has it always been that way, though? I don't think. Has it?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I think that people that are in charge of the streetscape might be running the parking.
About
the same.
Has it always been that massive up there?
Well,
like, has it always
been
so packed?
Yeah, because what people would do is they wouldn't buy tickets to the event, but because the venue is so close to the parking lot, they would just go tailgate, listen to the music in the parking lot, and not go in.
I think the tailgating has just escalated. Chris, from the back in the old days, like when people were going up when it was Coca-Cola, Star Lake, I don't remember anybody I knew that went. They didn't tailgate.
Right.
They would go to the show.
Yes.
But then again, the beers didn't cost $32.50 back then. You could actually afford. He might pay like $11 in there.
A really weird thing that I saw that I thought it kind of annoyed me was a lot of people that were there at the concert. It was a Post Malone concert. A lot of people that were there at the concert were listening to Post Malone in the parking lot on a speaker.
That's a lot of people do.
That's a popular thing.
Oh, so they don't go into the show.
No.
Or they'll just
like their pregame.
No, but they pregame and listen to Post Malone before they go into a
listen
Post Malone concert.
Same group you're
that's common. I've seen
that. I think that's dumb.
The other thing along those lines, and I remember our buddy Brad would do this, like if you go to a show and it's somebody you really like, and they got a shit ton of hits. Do you want to know their set list before you go in there?
No.
People post that online.
Oh, yeah.
Ridiculous.
Next song is Born in the USA.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Chris, I hate that.
I don't
want to
know.
That. People love to know the set list. I'm like,
when
I want to be surprised.
Do you think the only advantage to seeing the set list is to go take a piss during a song?
That
would be the only right. Isn't that the only?
Yeah, because you want to be surprised on
like, okay, this song, it's like when rock and roll Night gets played, Chris. I'm going to the bathroom because I hear it all the time.
Exactly.
So I don't
and
need
they only
to
got
it.
Like six lyrics to that song.
Just repeat it.
Rock and roll all night, party every day.
Rock and roll all night, party.
You mean Bob Seger? Want to rock and roll? Oh, no, wait. I was thinking Turn the Page.
No. Old-time rock and roll.
Old-time rock and roll. That was her.
Kissing balls.
No. Yeah, but I want to rock and roll.
Do you think
I party every day.
What was it, Bob Seger song? What was it?
The Turn the Page or Old-Time Rock and Roll?
Old-time. Is that the number one wedding?
That or Celebration, right? We always talked about it.
Wedding See, I think those are dying off, though. I do. I don't. Do you guys think those are still
like
prominent
an songs?
Probably not. Probably in today's.
Yeah, I would
probably
say
a rap song's the most popular.
Yeah, exactly. Reception.
What's
do you guys think that's a still a popular song?
Listen,
what's that?
Those two songs at a wedding. I don't think those songs are popular anymore at a wedding.
Wow,
I couldn't tell you the last. Yeah, I the last time out or Celebration.
Slide is no, because now there's a different.
Macarena.
The cha-cha slide. The
what about?
Oh shit!
Achy breaky heart.
I used to be also. Hey. Get laid, get fucked. That was a big one, too.
That was a big one. And
Noni Moni.
And now the what's the eat shit pit one now? That's
Sweet Caroline. That's been defiled. That poor Neil Diamond.
I
hate that fucking song in general. I hope I never
liked
hear it again.
Prior to the Mountaineer
I
piece.
Didn't Sweet Caroline. Fuck. I hate
Why?
That.
But you don't even have to be at a Mountaineer.
Do you just hate Neil Diamond in general? Or do you
No, just that song. Okay. No, just that song.
So that song
Do you ever sing it? Do you ever do the eat shit pit?
Sometimes, and I disagree with that. I don't even.
Right, yeah, I don't dislike. I don't get the hatred of Pitt.
It's irrelevant. They're sucking everything.
But just to scream before drinking.
I think that's more of the thing.
It's stupid.
Just be a fucking idiot.
Very
said,
stupid.
You said you hope it never gets played again.
What? Even if you don't say eat shit Pitt, I just don't like that song. I just don't like it.
Good.
I'm done.
All right. All right.
He
I agree
said,
with
I'm
that.
Done.
I agree
said,
with
I'm
that.
Done.
That's
the song you guys always sing. It bugs the shit out of me when you were at the bar.
Private Eyes.
Private Eyes.
Oh, geez,
the clappers.
That's I can't believe you guys do that. I get away from you because if anybody
Nick
says
likes that.
But there's another song, though, that you like that it includes a clap. You
but it's
like,
okay.
No, this one you
Wait,
guys do.
What is he like?
Yeah, what is that?
Oh, yeah, what is that song?
I think we should toast then.
Oh, okay.
To 100 episodes.
Are you supposed to drink the whole thing?
No, well, that's a lot.
100 episodes of vulgarity and slurs and all kind of other fun.
Very
being
well
idiots.
Done.
Cheers.
Well, not being appropriate.
That's not bad. See, that champ.
That's good.
That's not
that's
bad.
Definitely
that's
definitely good.
Terrible.
Well, that's
pretty good.
Usually champagne.
That's not bad.
What is it, Joe?
No, it's
what?
Not.
Martina Rossi.
Yeah. It's giving me wine.
That was solid.
It's giving me wine.
You're not going to break out, are you?
No, but I taste Chablis Blanc and vomit.
Yeah, I can see that.
So let's get
that aftertaste.
1 to 10 bubbly. If you were going to rate 1 to 10, not just this brand, just in general.
What do you mean?
One to ten, as in like, don't like. 10 being the highest.
I'd say like a 6, but I can only drink like one glass of it. I don't mind it, but I don't hate it.
I'm going to probably say I'm a 7 neck of the woods for me.
This right here, or are you talking about
just in general? Like, would you sit there? Would you choose to? That sounds pretty fucking dumb. Like, you pop in a bottle every weekend because you like it so much.
Do people do that?
I don't know. It's a good question.
I don't think
like drink it like wine.
I doubt people would just.
Does this stuff ever get bought other than New
no
Year's?
No way.
That's a good question. I don't know.
And here's another question, Jeff. You might be a little more drinking this. I'm watching a show, Narcos, and first of all, everybody in the show smokes. Everybody, and that's not what I'm getting to. Everybody, like Pascal Perez lights one.
No,
Pascal Perez.
No,
Pascal.
The pitcher?
Pedro Pascal. I'm really doing well with my
Pascal
but anyway,
Perez.
He's probably a catcher
they
for the Cardinals.
Nobody drinks beer. They all drink like out of a bottle, like
a little scotch bottle.
Whatever.
Brown whiskey.
On the rocks.
Yeah, and like they sit at a bar and like they'll just drink straight. It's not mixed with anything, just straight.
Hammered.
I watch.
Here's my question, I guess. Do they drink it? And Matt, you might be able to answer this because of your dad, but your dad mixes scotch with water, right?
Yeah, splash of water, ice and splash of water.
But is it the like we drink beer because we like it? And
do you though?
Yes, I.
But
I genuinely like
when you started drinking beer, did you like it?
No, not at first.
Yeah,
no,
okay. So to me, that doesn't mean you like it. That means it's like what's that effect when a person gets kidnapped and then they like the person kidnapped?
Is that a real
thing?
Hang
on, I'll get it in a second.
Yeah.
Not,
something affects
Stockholm syndrome.
So, like, You started drinking
Patty
beer.
Hurst had that.
And yeah. I hate beer, and I'm assuming you were the same way when you started drinking beer.
So
and
beer
now,
took him hostage, and
yeah,
now he likes
and
beer.
And now he thinks his beer is the greatest.
It's an acquired taste, right?
There you go.
He kept drinking until he finally liked it.
Bullshit. I was the same way.
So,
let's
do this then. What if we force you to drink six beers every day for like a month, and would you then start liking it?
I mean, I think it would. I think like addiction might come into play where like
well,
I,
not the
my
alcohol
body
effect,
needs
but
like,
no, but then you can get six? It another way. You can just take a shot of tequila instead.
I think like, I,
but would you start to like if you just did a workout, would you want to chug a 12
oh,
ounce of
Jesus.
Beer?
But there are probably people that do that though.
Well, Jeff, you said didn't you like you cut the lawn and you were get a little sweat going coming and chug a beer? I think that's a good feeling. I don't know about going lifting
beer.
Weights and running.
Yeah, I don't know about
shit.
That either.
But like well, one, like one beer.
Do you like the taste of an ice cold beer?
I'll be honest with you, and I know that he's probably going to tell me I'm full of shit, but I truly have appreciated the taste of beer for even when I first started drinking.
Really?
Now, granted, I did obviously the effects afterwards, being a young buck, obviously was a no-brainer, but I never hated the taste of beer. I swear to God.
Like when you started drinking as young Jeffrey, when you went to a party for the first time and you slugged back
and
beer,
we were drinking
went,
horse piss at that time. Yeah, so, I mean, right. At the end of the day, I mean,
wonder what brand that
we
is.
Were 40s of old Strauss, German and old fucking, German. Like, I mean, oof. Dumb shit.
Let me go to this. Did you, when you first started smoking, did you like the taste of smoke?
Did not. That was a buzz thing too.
See, that's what I think it is. I think it's more.
Okay.
I think it's more the
then,
effects of
it's
it
all mental.
Than but it then, is the.
But then, did you like the taste of the smoke?
I think
or was
I don't
it
know if it's necessarily.
Addiction?
I don't know how you would explain that on liking the taste. I think it just becomes.
Was it like you knew the effects of it, so when you tasted it, you were like, oh, this is coming. I know that I'm going to feel good. So then it was like, I like this.
But that goes away, though. That yeah. Buzz factor goes away. But to answer your question, to say that I enjoy, like, I think it's you enjoy, like, the most smokers. Like, if you're having a beer, it tastes good with a beer. If you're just got done eating, it tastes good post-eating. Coffee, blah, 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 that stuff. But to say that a cigarette, like, if I'd go smoke a cigarette, I'd probably fucking puke.
So yeah. when was, like, your favorite time? To like when you
each guy all five of all six what? Of us just smoked.
I was actually going to bring a cigar over if you wanted the truth, but I'm like, you guys don't want to smell a cigar. You don't want to smell a
anyway.
Cigar.
But what was the first or like when you whatever you were doing? What did he just do?
He wants more money.
He really
oh
that.
Jesus, here we
I
go.
Like this.
No, but when was your favorite time to rip one? Like it, whether it was
say,
after a meal or
I'd probably say with alcohol. Because it enhanced the buzz of alcohol.
Right.
And I find that with like going out to party now, kids my age, once they get drunk, it's like, let's get the cigarettes out, which I don't understand.
Or do you think it becomes that, or do you think it's more vaping for your guys' age?
Oh, definitely vaping. Vaping takes precedence over everything now.
Do you know anybody like your guys' age? Like, I don't know anybody that you guys hang out with that smokes cigarettes.
Ooh.
Does anybody smoke cigarettes?
I do, a couple.
Yeah, a couple, that, but not like sober cigarettes usually.
I think Chip's the only guy I hang out with smokes.
I disagree.
Yeah,
that.
Maybe I'm wrong there.
I disagree with that. Do you think that eventually cigarettes will be taken off the market, or do you think it'll always have a
nah.
Too much money?
But those companies are transforming towards smokeless products.
Yeah, so they're going to have the market one way or
ask
another.
Ask Chris if he
but
thinks cigarettes
still,
will ever be stop being sold.
Are there more? What's the trend? Is it trending?
Smokeless, massive down.
Down?
Well,
yeah. You know, Didi was telling
down.
Me about
why,
that.
Why?
Because they're trying the companies, the big companies, Philip Morris, R.J. Reynolds, and Chris probably knows more about this than me, so he should be the one saying it. But they're marketing more towards smokeless products, so it's taking it out of there, and the vaping is taking a part of that.
Keep,
but now they're trying to move away from even that, right, Chris? Because those
are
dangerous.
And they keep jacking up the cigarette prices. I mean, it used to be back in the day. Because
they're not selling as many, right?
There used to be two price increases every year, like beginning of the year and halfway through the year. They jack up prices. Now, I swear to God, we get almost weekly there's a cigarette increase. And Camels now, I think, at least in West Virginia, I think they're over $100 a carton.
And how many
what's
packs
the
are in a carton?
Nuts.
And they just keep – they just
what's
keep,
the increase increment, like a cent?
God.
I think they like the last one. I can't remember what brand it was, but it was like $2.40.
Chris, is that because they're not selling as many as the old days?
Well, they just
is that what you
just,
attribute it to?
They just say it's the cigarette tax. So I don't know, but now people are just. But we still sell a fuck ton of Marlboros.
Well, I'm going to be really stereotypical here, and I don't want because this is probably not the most favorable statement in the world. But most people that most not all, but most people that do smoke cigarettes can't afford that.
What?
Camel.
Oh, no, just $100. And they hot box cigarettes like they're coming out of style.
So that's $10 a pack almost. If there's 10.
Yeah.
$10 a pack of cigarettes. And
for what brand? For a specific brand?
Well, like the premiums, like Camel and Marlboro.
Camel Golds.
So you're talking, and if someone is a bad smoker, like two packs a day.
It's fucking nuts.
That doesn't even last them a whole week. So you're talking $400, $500 a month.
That's
just
more than
for
food.
Good.
Yeah, I don't even like.
It's crazy.
Can be
so
rent.
You, and that's another thing that's fascinating about the homeless problem is you go down on the curb, a guy's ripping cigarettes and holding a sign with one hand.
They got beers and cigarettes.
So like,
how, no
great example.
Can you
that proves my point?
Can you imagine where that all the money that they probably spent on that could go? I mean, you could go. Amount of meals you could buy with a week's worth of cigarette money. But like you said, people were willing to pay for it. And what fascinates me is the Zyn craze now.
It's crazy.
Zyn's like a tobacco-less, like straight nicotine.
It's a nicotine
pouch that you just
are
put
they
in
expensive?
Your lip.
Chris,
I don't know what the retail price is.
Moderately priced, but people are catching on to them heavy.
But they got
different doses, right?
Yes. Like there's like 3 milligrams.
And
six,
you have the
nine,
powers
12.
That be, the talking heads right now, some of the popular people that are on social media that do it. So that's
It's huge. It's getting marketed really strongly.
And the funny thing is, though, which is not really funny, a lot of that stuff, especially Zyn's now, what used to be vape and Juul, are very much being marketed towards like adolescent people.
Oh, yeah, they're
and
trying
I've
to stop
from,
that.
I've heard from multiple people that the vaping like crisis that's going on in high schools is debilitating. Like
it
they
is.
Can't control
it.
It
is. I watched a few documentaries about it. It's disgusting. It's terrible. And now but Zyn's trying to take the other side of that and stop that. And the company, who owns them? Philip Morris or R.J. Reynolds? Because whichever one does,
I don't think it's Philip Morris,
is trying to take
they
that
got Juul.
And get rid of the vaping almost altogether because it's so damn dangerous. And the kids want because of the flavors and all that shit. The Zyn is going to end up taking
Philip
over
Morris.
Everything. Philip Morris does.
It is, Philip.
And what's fascinating is, like, they – I think I've read where a couple of these big producers come out and say, you know, we're not trying to market towards the young adult. But then you see these flavors that these Zyns – mini apple mint,
right?
Black cherry.
How are they sold in a pack?
It's like a tobacco.
It actually looks like if you were gonna get.
Are you
get
talking
a mint.
About the Zyns or the vapes right now?
No, the
Zyns.
Oh, okay, it looks like Zyns. A little mint container.
Yeah, it's like a little mint container.
And
yeah,
how many are in? How many are about? Like, how many?
You know what? I don't even know. I've never had one.
I really don't.
I heard
know.
They're awesome. Actually.
A lot of my employees use
that. I heard they're awesome.
It's made a big difference in me giving smoke breaks. I'll tell you that. It's really helped productivity. I will say that.
I'm gonna ask the dirty question because this isn't gonna be a popular question either. If somebody's receiving assistance. Should they be able to get that?
Nope.
No. What do you mean?
If they're getting any kind of...
You mean like government aid?
Any
pay?
Kind of... Any kind
no. You put... Right? Chris, you remember when we would work at Respects, when we worked, you had those WIC cards and those other things. The government... You could only buy certain products. You couldn't buy beer. You couldn't buy tobacco. It was no chance. You couldn't buy cleaning supplies, which they probably should let them buy deodorant and shit.
So you can buy a five-pack... They call it the Zyn Mix Pack, and it's got five different flavors. One is called Wintergreen, Cool Mint, Citrus, Spearmint, and Smooth. You can get a five-pack, and inside there are 15 pouches per can. So 15 times 5, what's 15 times 5?
75.
So it's $17.79 for that. If you want to buy that, so divide 17 by 75.
People told me they save money with the Zyns versus the cigarettes.
And then, then the problem becomes like once you start doing this, it goes from one pouch to two to four to
I got people that put two or three in there. It looks like they had a big chew in. They're going to be addicted forever. But the company's got to get their money somehow. Mm-hmm.
Do you think those are less? Detrimental to your health than
I would say so,
and I'm no doctor, but I'd assume
I don't even know to be honest with you. I mean, if that's straight nicotine to the head, obviously it's getting your blood system to the head.
But maybe it just saves the tar in your lungs. I mean, that would be
that's
that would be the only extra benefit it has versus the cigarette.
I'm sure it's not good for your teeth.
I love the fact of the matter that none of this shit's tested.
No.
At the end of the day, like, we have no idea what it does. Like, yeah. They just put it on the market. Some big lobbyist and big business is selling it and telling it's great for us. And
it's kind of scary, though. Cause, like,
it's not kind of. It's very scary.
And we've had 100 plus, more than that, because people have been smoking tobacco since the Neanderthals or whatever. But
yeah.
You think about how much time they've had to realize that, oh, this will kill you, like, if you smoke too much of it. And then who knows if what heated metal does when it gets into your with a vape. I don't know. Dark topic here on episode
100.
Hopefully you're ripping your vape and dipping in your Zin.
Yes. Be careful out there, though.
A bottle of scotch and ripping a cigarette all at hopefully, the same time.
Hopefully you're not doing anything harder than that.
Yeah. Cooley just arrived here on set. We're going to take a quick break. First time we've taken a break in probably 20 episodes. We're going to take a quick break.
Talk about some of our favorite things maybe over the 100
episodes. We'll come back with some of our best moments, talk about some of the things that we're looking forward to in the future. But it's episode 100 of the Pine Room Podcast.
And maybe have a cupcake.
The Pine Room Studios is happy to present the first annual North Atlantic Beer Mile in partnership with Waterfront Hall in Wheeling, West Virginia. Join us May 4th for Waterfront Fest for a day of beer, music, and fun. From retail vendors, live band performances, pre- and racetime DJs, and of course, the North Atlantic Beer Mile, brought to you by the Pine Room Studios. A challenge of gastric fortitude, endurance, and speed, this event is a mile-long foot race broken into four quarter miles. Before the first and after each subsequent quarter mile, competitors are tasked to drink a 10-ounce beer before continuing to the next quarter mile. In total, four beers, four quarter miles, one epic race. You can run, walk, solo, and relay, all at Waterfront Fest, May 4th, 2024.
All right, welcome back into the Pine Room Podcast, episode 100. Spectacular.
Yippee.
Where'd my blow?
We had some cupcakes, which it no longer says 100. It says 1 I
Oda.
LR. Hopefully you have been celebrating at home. Hopefully you might have cracked open some champagne for yourself and your family.
That'd be really cool if somebody actually mimicked us or sitting at home right now.
Yeah, they're going, it's 100 episodes.
Please send us a picture.
Your mother would. She's watched every episode.
Well, no, she was sitting right up on the balcony, but she...
Yes, she's one of our biggest fans. She's watched every episode and made us
cookie cake
and cupcakes.
I'd be worried if she didn't, because... Yeah, but she,
she's into it.
Yeah.
Nice job.
Why would you be worried?
Because she's my mom.
Makes sense.
That really.
She's my mom.
What?
I don't think my mom listened to all of
it. About what?
If she wasn't watching, I'd be worried.
Oh. Well, that's nice she does it.
It's very nice.
Jeff just blew the
very nice.
Blew his party thing.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Yeah, we were talking about when we left off, we were talking about, what were we talking about?
Well, the tobacco.
We're going to move on to some greener pastures here. We're going to talk about just some of the things that we had fun doing this year. My number one, I'm going to start us, and I think it might share with maybe Matt and maybe Chris. My favorite thing by far were our two visits to the penitentiary.
That's what I was going to say.
By far.
No doubt.
I think that was so cool. Tom Stiles, who we've actually seen at a couple of Nailer games since. He is just being able to do that and being in such an environment where people know that bad things happen there. And we went in and did a show on the front porch and then in the cell. Who knows what we'll do this year? I think we're going to do a year round.
I'll make it to this one.
You're going to make it to this one?
I'll be down there for that.
I think this year we're going to be locked in. I think by ourselves, no Tom. I think we're going to have the whole building to ourselves.
Took a shower down there and everything.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, you did not.
No.
I was going to say, what the fuck? Jesus.
Yeah, but we probably shouldn't lock ourselves into a cell next time.
Well, we started off well. We turned the power off.
I did that. So we locked the door and then turned the lights off?
He locked
because Tom said.
He left and then I'm leaving. He said,
if you need anything, I'm not going to be around. I'm going to go get a coffee.
Yeah.
And then as soon as he walked away, He goes, turn the lights off. Just see what it looks like when it's dark. Yeah. Flip the switch and all the power and everything went off.
Why couldn't we get it back on, though? What?
Because when the switch turned on, it didn't turn the cameras back on. Like, it didn't turn any of the gear back on, like the recorder.
The lights
went off. Yeah.
That was a cool – that was probably one of our cooler settings for sure, like on camera-wise.
Oh, I think it's by one of the coolest things we'll probably ever do is be able to go in there and just hang out. I can't wait for this year. I want to get ghost hunting gear. I want to see you guys get scared, get spooky. I want to do an all-night, like, nine-hour investigation of that place.
I thought our Halloween – thing on the porch was really cool.
Yeah, that was our
coolest. I thought that was the coolest setting we did. And that's the hardest I laughed in all our.
That's when Tom Thumb became
that
honorary member.
Oh, yeah. Remember how hard we were laughing about
honorary
that?
Member of the Pine Room.
Them getting out of the car.
Out of the bus for lunch or dinner.
They said they're going to go into a Perkins. And
they said, why is everybody looking at us? There was like an 8-foot woman and Tom Thumb and some guy with
the bearded
two
lady.
Heads. A bearded why is everybody staring at us?
It's all very normal. All very normal.
And then for some reason, that I think that should be talked about. Tom Thumb is one of our staples in the Pine Room. We have a portrait of him in the studio. And what is fascinating about Tom Thumb is the first convoy to travel across the suspension bridge in Wheeling included Tom Thumb.
That's wild. Honestly, that's absolutely
crazy. I remember when been open since, probably.
Yeah, and he read that in that book, and he just, like, lost his
it's
mind.
It's the most fascinating. I mean, can you believe that? We talked about him.
Yeah. He's been right by our studio.
Why did he get brought up? What was the first time we talked about him?
It was at Halloween, and I don't remember why we brought him up.
Talking about freaks or something?
Yeah, probably.
Something with a freak show.
Yeah. Because he was in the freak, he was in the P.T. Barnum freak show at first,
and then, ever since,
then we just took it to an extreme.
I think that was one of the cool. But I think our activities, I think the rough and rowdies have been our most fun, like the funniest and
well,
the most
tough man, tough man, and rough and rowdy.
Well, rough and rowdy though was.
You
I
mean the
was,
one with Barstool?
Yeah, both the rough and rowdies. I thought those were
I was going to say
incredible.
That, I think that weekend that we had in August of last year when we had for me, you, and Matt and Jubb, we had the football Friday, then we turned around and had rough and rowdy that night, and then the next day had the Brewfest, and we all went to the Brewfest.
That was
and
a
we
great
won,
weekend.
Won the second place.
Weekend.
I thought that probably was. My favorite weekend we had. Ooh. That was an absolute blast, and we got blasted each
those guys are still
night.
Feeling the pain of that weekend.
It's the first time I ever drank beer solely. It was that. I drank beer the whole time, and I got hammered.
Did you really? You drank beer all day?
Drank beer the whole time. I drank Pine Room Lager the whole time because guys wanted to see me chug. So I would chug against soup, chug against say, and then
you
I
win?
Had Mountain Dew beer. Oh, yeah. Yeah. That, but first time I ever drank beer and I was hammered. But what'd we win, Jeff?
What do you mean?
What at the Brewfest?
People's choice in second place.
That's all.
That's it. That's what we do. That's all we do.
Right there, and it's coming back here soon.
I think any time we could put one of our fearless leaders in his fucking jack off costume and give him a microphone and then feed him beer, it's never a bad night. Is that fair to say?
I would agree with that.
That's funny because I never had that suit, and we were sitting around somewhere.
We were River City,
and
I
was trying to think, what could I wear that would draw some attention to us? That, and I said, I'd like to order a tux. And I went up to that stages, and that lady started taking me around, and we pieced it together, and the pants were like 38s. And she had to sew them, and they're this short on me,
which makes it even better,
right? And the shirt's too big, but the hat is the key.
The hat, 100%. Yeah, the hat's the
I actually
key.
Was laughing at that the other day when we were watching it when you had that stupid little feather on the side. And honestly, those the fighters and the people think we're important.
That one guy got a picture with you.
That silly suit I have,
100%. It's meant to
be. Well, they thought you were the go-to guy after the post-interview or post-fight
nice
interview.
We go over and see that guy.
Yes, of course you're supposed to go talk to that guy.
And I think we have a little pat on our back, and which is probably not a good thing, but during the rough and rowdy, Barstool had set up a similar stand to what we had been doing, and about a quarter into the night, they bailed on what they were doing.
Sure,
and I think we might have. I think we might
have. Mm-hmm. Well, I think they've stolen a lot of stuff from. I do think they have. They have people out there. They definitely do. They go out and then they form from other people like us and steal the ideas because they know they have the platform to take them to the level that we can't. And they've done. I've noticed several things. They've been doing. All of a sudden now, we did Lunch Madness. All of a sudden now, they're doing bracket stuff like that. They're doing. They have. There was a guy on there that's doing some weird thing about women's feet. That's a bracket for Barstool.
Yeah.
Like they're all of a sudden now. Just like they're. I don't know. I'm not saying they. But they have the power to be able to do that because who the fuck are we?
It was a bit of a coincidence that after that,
Portnoy was.
Portnoy had the outfit on.
He stole. They absolutely stole that. I guarantee it. Because honestly, I feel like Soup does a really good job. He kind of facilitated almost a small relationship with that large guy. And I think that guy actually respected us to the point where he was like, well, these guys have some good ideas. Like, I think the Barstool people, you know, they're not going to say that, but I think they out of respect, stole some of the things.
But I'll tell you what, it's a no-brainer from their end. Like, why do they have to do any thinking when they have idiots like us that go out and do that, and all of a sudden they, I mean, honestly, it's a no-brainer.
Little minions that don't really have any effect on them, but they can just take... And who knows if they
But your relationship with Jerry Thomas was a foot in the door for us. That probably wouldn't have happened if we wouldn't have got that relationship with Jerry Thomas.
Well,
and hopefully that
like
keeps
said,
going.
Alcohol and you in that outfit and just I'll be honest with you, you get better as the night goes on. It's impressive, dude. I'll be honest with you, it is. Even Friday night, man. Like, you up there just like, I mean, I knew you kept on saying, like, it's so nice we can come here not doing anything. Fuck, this jack-off's leading the thing.
Oh,
I mean,
he
it's
was
just
so
unbelievable.
But that was natural for him.
It is natural.
He didn't
have to do
that
it.
That wasn't like working
yeah,
for
that's
him.
That's a good point.
If you weren't there, we had a Nailer watch party. Unfortunately, the Nailers didn't win. But I've never seen him so distraught at the end of the night. He just kept saying,
what's in store for the playoff games, coach? Your heart's not going to survive.
He was just over in the corner with his hands on his knees.
That game's Friday night.
And he was just over in the corner like this.
Mad because we lost
him? I said, what's wrong? And he said, I just want him to win. I want everybody to have fun. And I was
like, because it would have been nuts if they would have tied it 2-2.
Yeah, it definitely deflated. Because once they lost, everybody just ended up leaving.
I was hoping, Chris, it was like a 7-6 game. That we would win like a 7-6 game where it was just goals back and forth.
Right, it would have been nice, too, if they were down like, you know, 6-3 or something. And
yeah.
But that was a good time.
Cool, what's your favorite moment?
Probably what Jared said, but if I had to pick a different one, it'd probably be when we went to PNC Park with Alex Highsmith.
Oh, that was really cool.
I forgot about that.
It was so early into doing this, and for us to even have a shot of doing anything with Alex Highsmith was incredible, let alone golf at PNC Park and just hit bombs into the river.
With nobody there?
Yeah. We had the whole stadium to ourselves.
Yeah, awesome. And I'll never forget that when we got there, and we were walking around before Alex got there. We were there for like an hour before and we went down to the basement under the concourse and we were just sitting there. I remember how nervous we were to see him because we're like, we're these dickheads and we literally have zero reason to be here. And Alex Highsmith, the linebacker for the Pittsburgh Steelers, who was unbelievable this season, is going to come golf with us. And we got a dog on the loose. I remember sitting down there and we were so goddamn nervous. But ended up, he came in and was the coolest dude. And shout out to Alex. That kind of was our first big little gig.
Yeah.
But I mean, we hadn't even done anything yet up to that point. That's why I think it was so nerve-wracking.
Here comes the tripod.
We
might be in trouble.
Delay here.
We got a dog on the loose.
We got friends over here. We're back in the pirate room, everybody. Yeah, thank you.
Watch these cupcakes get destroyed by this dog.
For sure, no doubt. As soon as he smells them.
Yeah. So add a little excitement here to the pine room.
While they're running around, I want to say real quick, big events coming up for the pine room. We got some cool things in the works. We just had the Nailer watch party. We got the first annual North Atlantic Beer Mile at Waterfront Fest that is coming up in May 4th. You can come out. You don't have to race.
Here comes your friend.
You will see some links for that soon to come, but we are we're putting up registration soon. There's going to be vendors, there's going to be bands, there's going to be DJs. You're going to be able to run, walk, relay.
Drink.
If you don't know what a beer mile is, drink. Yeah, you're going to drink a beer to start, and then after every quarter 10-ounce
beer.
After every quarter mile, you're drinking another beer until you finish every quarter mile. So it's going to be a blast. People are going to be coming from all over to come hang out have fun. We're going to be watching the Kentucky Derby. We're going to be doing all kinds of stuff. It's exciting.
I got a feeling this time next year, May 2025, where we're looking back and we're looking at our previous year, I guarantee this event is going to be one of our highlights. Because I'll be honest, it's going to be a really big deal down there. I think it's also going to be a big deal recognition, getting that out there and partnering with the amount of people that we're going to be able to partner with. I think it's going to be a big deal for us.
I agree 100%, Jeff. I think it's – and we're partnered with some really good people. Dan Millison and Ian what's Ian's last name? Golly. Golly. They're wonderful people. They're first class, and they really, really want this to go well. So yeah. I think it's going to be – I agree. I think we're going to look back and say
look up for some information on that. We're going to be posting it soon. We're going to hopefully bring in a lot of people, and we're doing it for a good cause as well as to have fun. So.
Chris, you think you could do the beer mile?
You walk a lot.
No, yeah, chug a 10-ounce, quarter mile, chug a 10-ounce, four times.
Yeah, I could do that.
You could?
But chugging would be a problem.
I've never been good at chugging.
That was the hardest part for me. I mean, that's another thing that we really enjoyed.
Matt, I think you could
do it. Brisk pace.
Are
you a good chugger?
Pretty,
no. I'm terrible.
Awful.
I was just going to run. Doesn't need to be.
Yeah.
Jeff, could you?
I think I probably could. Not that I want to, and nor am I going to.
Yeah. That doesn't mean I'm signing up for it.
How about this? I won't walk or run, but I'll drink with anybody.
Are you going to do it, Mark?
No, because we'll be busy doing things, interviewing.
It's going to be broadcast
live stream.
We're going to
have our set there. And
so that's cool.
It is. It's going to be a fun day, man. You throw in the Derby, and we're all having some bets on the Derby. Obviously, pick this guy's brain. Hopefully, can we come out some winners.
Let's go.
And,
Japanese.
I tell you something else. It's not necessarily was one of our, events, but I guess we were partnered with it or we were just included on first Christmas party down at the station.
Boy.
And not that the second year wasn't fun because the case, but it will never be like that.
No, it won't live up.
Usually things aren't.
That's true. It is. But I'll tell you what, that was a fun fucking day.
And
that
it was late night. 2 degrees out. It was
cold. Yeah.
It was a literal tundra outside. I remember how hard the wind was blowing. Yeah, and I think it would just kind of was like we finally have a space that we can be in and. I think we just got after
home.
It. We got after it that
we
day.
Did get
and
after
I
it.
Think the. WKKX family, so to speak, outside of us, the other people that then looked at us like, wow, these guys, they're bringing another level to this to this building and to this station, because I think we sent out for three different times for more.
That's
beer
what I was gonna say, hands down. And you think about how much alcohol we went through before we went on those three runs.
Well, and on the show,
on
the show, we
that we got through that and didn't have a problem was a godsend.
Well, what was that one?
Well, we had one, but it wasn't us.
That wasn't us.
It was a caller.
That was our friend Ty.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, and then one thing. Well, I don't think anybody was in the room with me at the time, and it was just this past year's Christmas party when you got playing euchre with. Who were you playing with?
Oh, Donnie Gilbert.
Oh, my God.
The language.
The language was I can't even describe how bad it was. I mean, those four guys. And I was just walking around and walked in, and I was looking for you, and you guys were in this game of euchre.
Yeah.
The insults were just.
Hold on. Who was the foursome?
It was terrible.
I was partners with Donnie Gilbert.
Yeah.
And Bob Slatter was partners with Shane Stack. And they
I thought the one guy was his son.
Yeah, it was his son.
Yeah, he was ripping on
Clay.
His son.
Oh, it was Clay. Yeah. Was
calling him all kind of names. Hey, it was really funny.
I'll
That's
say
right.
this.
Right.
For the second party,
right.
Matt's the night before Christmas.
Oh, my God. That,
set of coolest things.
That was 100%.
Fun. That was awesome.
That was awesome.
Matt set up the night very well.
If you can, if you want, you can go listen to that whole radio show that is on our Radio Rewinds. That's the Christmas extravaganza.
Fuck, it was like 5 hours, wasn't it?
Yeah, I got
the
whole
thing.
Hey,
we did 5 hours. We were worn out after that.
That was bad.
The whole thing
is. We go from noon to five that day?
Noon to five. Yeah.
But because Santa's elves come on after.
It went fast, though, Matt. It went.
It did go pretty fast. But by the end of it, I know Job felt the same. It's like my brain is just.
I don't think you
were just took a break.
I think the rest of us got
Yeah, we never took a break. Yeah, we went.
That's a long 5 hours.
It's a lot of concentration. It's tough.
Matt, I tell you what, another fun time that I enjoyed, and I think you would too, when we went to Eric Freeland's farm.
Oh yeah,
and we went
great
up, and that whole Halloween like What do we have? Three.
We had three stops. We
penitentiary, Freeland Farm, and Jails.
Jails.
Oh, Jails was Jills, a good one too.
Awesome. We had Ronald Reagan there. I mean, that was. I tell you that if you go back and listen to the champ is Ronald Reagan, that is incredible entertainment. I laughed
really
so
funny.
Hard.
It was
listening
good.
To that.
And,
yeah.
And with the, that and mask the outfits, he had you guys in yeah. with the outfits, Cooley with that goofy alien mask on. That was.
Well, that was see, your, that was yours, Matt, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Did you guys get to watch ladies that night?
Yeah, we had our own peep show. Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Matt and I. Matt and
Champ. Champ was like,
oh, it's me, you
tripping,
and Champ.
Drowning in his own drool.
Oh, I can only imagine.
Everybody left. Everybody left.
Well, yeah, because they couldn't get the speaker system working, and
we were sitting around.
I was waiting, and then you guys didn't want to leave. Yeah,
and everybody, me, Matt, and Champ. I think we put our feet up on the stage.
Oh yeah, we were relaxing. They took good care of us.
Yeah,
it was good.
I swear that after that felt like I was in like a fever dream. Like, I felt like I was trapped in there that I could never leave because that music wasn't working, and it was like, well, I'm just stuck here forever.
That stretch of shows was fun, and we have some more locations planned, especially with what's going on in our city right now. We have some more locations planned and some things we want to do, which is going to be super fun to explore some different areas. I want to be in front of the mole rats in the zoo. I'd like to be down in a pothole in downtown.
We have to do
go
one.
Go to the airport.
In the potholes.
Did you say the airport?
Yeah.
Up at Ohio Valley?
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be kind of cool.
Yeah.
Have a plane, like, fly over us.
We'll do it from a plane.
We do it in a plane. Somebody could probably take us on a ride.
Yeah.
We know a few pilots.
Well.
We do.
And I'm sure Soup will come up with another.
He probably is working on that right now.
Places that we can go.
Yeah.
How about when he moves back to Pittsburgh?
I'll tell you what, job better be ready when two.
Oh out. My goodness!
I might have to go AWOL, guys. Yeah. I don't know if I can survive. I don't know if I'll be able to survive.
I tell you, the dancing with the Ohio Valley Stars
that was
pretty
I was
going to
bring that up too,
man.
Jeff.
That was a good night. It was a good night. We obviously met up beforehand, went to the bridge, and had drinks and dinner beforehand. And then I know that you were in rare for it. I felt like a little kid that night with you, Jackoff. I felt like we were like in second grade all over again, like
that
giggling.
That was a fun night. That was really good. You guys should have won.
I know we should have won. What did we win? Third?
Yeah,
we were just the
young bucks. We came in and you know we gotta make our stand first, and then.
And you guys didn't know we were dancing, right?
No, I had no idea.
No idea. But remember, you guys almost broke it at the bridge.
Yeah.
Because I commented on, like, oh, man, you guys look really, really nice.
Yeah, that's
stage
right.
Stage crew.
Soup was driving like back from North Carolina to practice.
Every Sunday.
Yeah. Every Sunday.
And you guys said you were going down to film them.
Every Sunday I'd get up at 7 a.m. and go downstairs, and you go, oh, you gotta go film Soup again? I said, well, yeah, he wants us to. He wants us to come out.
It was so hard
keeping it under wraps.
I bet.
It was tough. There was one time Cooley and I went to Pittsburgh on a Saturday night and ended up, we had to do dance in the morning. I think we came.
I mean, I didn't go to sleep till 5 a.m. I had to get up at 7, drive all the way back to, what is it, in Bel Air. And dance.
To dance.
I probably smelled like beer inside of that dance academy.
Hey, but we got it done. We should have won, I still think, but. That was really fun.
That's a great event.
That whole experience was really, really, really cool.
All right. What to expect.
So, as we wrap up here, where is our next stop or the next thing that we need to do, we should do, or a location we should go, an activity we should do? We'll go down the line. I'll start.
Oh, boy.
Jesus.
I'll start.
I don't know if I can think of something.
I want to, for sure, this is kind of one that we've already talked about. But I think I threw it out there. I want to do one from the zoo, and I want to get all the animals that we can get. I want them on the set. I want Chris to hold an eagle. I want
not with that finger. Remember, you can't do it with the finger.
Well, depend. Yeah, that should be remember good.
Oh yeah, shit.
What was
the animal?
Odie the wallaby.
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
That was random.
And we were going to go. Wallaby, that was like way out of the clear blue.
Yeah, because somebody said, hey, I know a guy that has a wallaby. You want him to come on the show? And then it was like, all right, sure.
And then we wanted to do the thing they had at the penitentiary with the exotic animals.
You know what I would think we should do? We should get, because we know some people that have those party bus things, we should get a party bus and go through that safari thing you can go through and do a show from inside the... In the car.
That's well, so
they stick their head in the,
so the you're talking
the
about the one out past Cambridge.
Where they peek
the
in wild? The
window? Yeah, I'll be honest. Unless if it's stepped. I mean, like we can do that in our backyard. Like you see deer.
The wild. You're talking about?
Yeah, the
yeah,
wild.
Something like
it's
that.
So horrible.
Oh yeah,
it's fucking.
No,
dumb.
We need somewhere where the buffalo stick their head in.
Yeah,
that
like, yeah. Like have
too
that.
Bad that guy didn't release all them animals out there on I-70. Like
spider
lines and leopards and stuff.
Oh good, he burnt the house down.
Yeah. Draped himself in meat so they'd eat him.
When was this?
Not that long
about
ago.
Five
I don't
ago.
Know.
Oh, wait.
Seven,
oh,
8 years
it was
ago.
Recent here,
there was
it?
Like cheetahs running out of the interstate.
Oh, yeah, I do remember
but
that.
That
zebra.
Guy, I thought it was
incredible.
That actual place out there called the Wild.
Right.
But it
wasn't. But
it wasn't.
Yeah, that
guy
owned all that stuff himself.
On
yeah.
His own property.
I remember we would.
He lost his
It was
mind.
When we would still mow our neighbor's grass, and I was mowing the grass on the opposite side of the house. And I remember being down mowing the grass at the bottom. And I was hurrying up because I was so afraid that an animal was going to come out of the woods and eat me.
Really?
I was so afraid.
Oh, after
I
was that incident?
Yeah, I was so afraid. I thought for sure. Because
like
then 60 I got
miles
thinking
away.
About. Yeah, but then I started thinking about mountain lions and all kinds of different stuff that could be in there. And then I literally was running back.
That
and forth.
That could have turned out really bad. Dude,
yeah.
That whole
well, you
thing.
Know what my
people
you know
could have really
is,
gotten.
This is what I want
eaten.
For our group. I want an RV. I want to get an RV. There's two of them sitting down in North Wheeling in a parking lot for sale. Now they're older, but they're I said nice. If I had a lot of money, if I had a lot of money, I'd buy one, the big one, take it, get it all refurbished, get it repainted, new wheels, new tires, make sure the engine's good, get the inside fixed up to our specs, and we would be taking some trips.
That would be awesome.
Would that be unbelievable? Mm-hmm.
I'd be
to take some trips to games or crazy places or
that
get
would be
some
my
Jill's
wish
girls
list.
To
well,
go
why,
with us.
We might as well just get like a tour bus, like a big bus with enough room for everybody. Like get a big.
Well, that big RV down there, we could get a tour.
Where Chris, how much do we have in checking?
Down where the
it's on River Road.
The shop
is take
that sells
that far?
Things. Sibs.
Oh, okay.
Right there.
Across
there's
from
two of them.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah,
if I had a wish list, and honestly, back to that, I think it would be unbelievable. And I know we're not all, and I'm not even a West Virginia fan, but like a big game, blue lot, set up shop down there. Like
oh,
we
man.
Go down and get a couple parking passes.
Be unbelievable.
We set up this thing. You know, we would be a hot button.
Oh,
the geez. Content we could get out of a West Virginia football
game
that's
a good
would
idea.
Be unreal.
Yeah,
unreal. We'd have to get a hotel for sure.
Chris, any thoughts?
No, not really.
Nothing.
What?
I mean, give me something. Give me something.
Okay, then. If we had a night when Wheeling was in like chaos and we could ride around in the back of a car with the cops and just observe
oh,
what's
like
going
a,
on,
like ride along,
like the purge. That'd be all right.
No, just ride the ride
like
the
purge.
Seat. Just yeah. And just you got to you know. You gotta,
oh, like they
a,
like they
there's a
like,
big fight in East Wheeling. They got you were in a car,
oh,
and we go,
and then we go in and follow the policeman and
yeah. Like cops.
I wonder
like
if he would get
like cops. Yeah,
that'd be awesome.
Like when there's a lot of fires.
That's a good idea, Chris. I think
like
we should make that happen.
Yeah. I'll make the noise.
I know Officer Schwarzenegger like really well.
Well, you guys
and,
know the
oh,
sheriff too.
Obviously, the sheriff.
Yeah, I mean, I just
sheriff.
There we go.
Do we get bulletproof vests?
I wonder if he'd give us a gun.
We'd have to blur out people's faces like yeah. They do on
hey, a shooting
sometimes.
Range would be fun. Go shoot some like big, heavy,
that'd
heavy
cool.
Artillery.
I'd like that.
Like
I think there's something
in
the Highlands right now, right? There's something
we
up
could
the
drive
Highlands
a
shooting range.
No, we want to go outside.
Oh.
Like blow
yeah,
stuff
that's what
up.
I say. Shooting
like
range is a gun.
No, no,
you
we want to go.
Bazookas
no, yeah, we want to go to a like a bomb range.
Yeah, like in Texas.
I want to see the next day, fellas. I do. This all sounds great, but
so Matt,
see the next
what would
day.
You like to do?
Well, I like that idea by Chris, but I want to go to like a real prison and interview
yeah.
inmates.
Oh wow!
And
yeah,
like
you have,
a serial I'm, killer. Obviously, I said that on the radio, but Dalton Hoss will take him.
You want
I'll take any
you want
any type
Morris.
Of criminal? That, yeah, well, Dalton that would have been nice. I liked it. Yeah, now that he's come to like, a plea agreement, we probably could probably get him. Maybe.
What if
yeah.
we go to like Rikers? Like go.
Oh,
there
I would absolutely love that. I'd be terrified, but I would really be excited to do it.
That'd be unbelievable.
What about if we went to Alcatraz? Even though that's not like.
No, I like that, too. But I want to go out there. Yeah. Rikers, Pelican Bay, something like that.
Well, I mean, if we just go a tour on tour.
If you could, like, would you like if they said, all right, we have a, like, they have a menu for you of all the highest criminals in the prison facility, and you get to pick the one that you want. You'd like that?
Yeah, I would like it. Yeah, I'd just be fascinated to sit here and ask them about stuff.
Don't let Soup hear this.
Coles, what do you want to do?
We'll be going to San Quentin.
Yeah.
Guantanamo Bay.
Right. Don't let Soup.
Yeah, tell Soup episode 100 sucked. Don't waste your time. Right? Don't waste your time.
I think it would be cool to partner, do like one big event with WWE.
Oh.
Like we all like get involved somehow to get coached onto a table.
Hey, even if it's not WWE, if it's the
ICW
that comes through.
And I think that would be cool, but I think it would be unbelievable if you trained for like 2 months and fought in that.
Like a wrestling match.
Yeah, like a wrestling
match.
So
I don't have to get hurt.
No, but nobody gets hurt.
I love that.
And Faith they throw blood? You through a table like at
oh.
your
head. I want to
see what would his nickname be?
Would you know that? Would he be a villain?
No, he's too. No, he's a good guy.
Yeah, he would be a good guy.
You got to wear that hat, though. Hey, listen. He's got to put a singlet on and that hat.
I'm the birthday boy.
Let me blow out your candles, bitch.
Come you look like some. Patrick Starr.
You could have a night-night.
Yeah, like
there you go. Night-night. That's a good idea.
I'd love that. I'd love that.
It would
that.
Be funny to see you get thrown through a table. Awesome. But would he be the good guy or the bad guy?
I want to be the
good guy. He'd be the good guy.
I want to be like, who was it in the Hurricane? He was like you remember him in the WWE? He was like the laughing stock. He came in, they would like double choke slam him, and then they roll him out of the ring.
Just like those jobber guys.
Like I'd come run in real fast. I'd maybe get one good hit in and then cheer, and then I'd turn around. A guy would pick me up and put me through it.
WWE had guys like that.
You'd be like,
those guys made it
sacrificial lambs. Yeah, absolutely.
You'd be like McMahon. You'd come running down the runway and blow out both your quads up and into the ring.
Well, Mark, that was so funny that night
that was
when you just kept yelling at that wrestler. You suck. You're a bum.
Oh, and we were up above him. That was unbelievable.
And we got pictures of it, and that was so much fun to watch that. And then he bought into all of it. I mean, he played the perfect the villain. But do you remember the guy's name?
No. Do you remember, Matt?
Shit. I wasn't there.
Oh,
I
was saying,
I wasn't there either.
You know they're coming back.
I was in Action City.
Fuck.
This year?
Yeah.
April 5th.
Pirates opening day. They're coming back.
Or just in general?
Sam made the announcement on our
show. They said they loved it.
He broke the news on our show.
He announced it on Friday.
Yeah, that picture, I agree, of you and Weekly. For some, I don't know if somebody was like just happened to take a snapshot of that, but you and Weekly were fucking like
animated.
That
was
awesome.
Like I was this far from that guy, uh-huh.
and
I
bet
awesome.
You, I bet you that guy absolutely loved that.
That's their job.
Like
that's
and I bet you he's been in scenarios where it's a boring crowd, they're just slamming each other around, and then he gets there and you're right up close to him screaming at him. I bet
you suck. You're a fraud.
I bet he went off the stage and just was going. That was unbelievable.
Name? And I always like though too when those bad guys insult the city you're in.
Oh, absolutely!
They're exactly spot on anything they say.
NHL wannabes.
Yeah, didn't how not Dave for busting balls on the Nailers, right? They said how bad they were and this and that.
He called them NHL wannabes.
Yeah, that was good. That was
what the hell was that guy's name?
It was just a normal name.
You're a bum. You're a bum. Anthony?
Anthony.
Yeah, you're a bum,
Anthony.
Was that his manager, though, that got thrown through the table?
Yeah, the guy.
And Say thought it was funny because the guy was going, please, please.
He was begging.
Maybe we can get, if anybody knows any connections.
And the sound of that's really good.
Yeah.
How loud that.
The canvas, yeah. I think, there's our next project.
Yeah, the International
Wrestling
Cartel.
I didn't even know that was going on. So when we were walking through the door of the Civic Center, you hear that shit going on. I had no idea that there was wrestling. I'm like, what the fuck is that noise?
Yeah.
I didn't realize there's a full-size ring ahead of us and people were getting slammed.
Jeff, was that awesome. The night you forgot your ticket?
Yeah, fuck it. Actually, twice. That Dancing with the Stars. What an idiot.
Wow.
Oh, man.
Well... I think that'll about wrap it up for us. That's 100 episodes
hey, Jeff,
for you.
Before we go, we should thank all of our sponsors.
Absolutely. All right, let's start from the beginning.
So let's see if we can remember
number
them all.
One was Duggars. Man. Duggars hopped on board first.
Yes.
Then we had Vicelli's hopped on second. Figaretti's. Generations. We had
Generations who's been and Figs have been awesome.
They've been around for a while. They're still our sponsor for Lunch
yes,
Madness.
Yes, they are.
Check that out. Vote on
now
social
got,
media.
Ricky Zambito.
Ricky Zambito, Cal Kruth.
IC Cab.
Jill's. IC Cab was so fun to work with.
Gumby's.
Gumby's. Yep. We did. Oh, who else?
We had,
else?
We had a little deal with Pizza Express briefly.
Yeah, yeah. It was like a
one time.
It was a trade deal.
It was a one time trade deal with Pizza Express. There's a couple more.
River City. We were involved
yeah,
with them.
City.
In
River
events.
City. Venue
yeah.
location.
Absolutely.
Well,
we gave them a lot of money.
Yep.
Yeah, we did.
That was
Jeez. We were talking
about
that
the other day.
What's that?
Oh, that's what we should do.
That door's still in the back of your truck. The door's still in the back of your truck.
I didn't know that happened.
Real quick, the worst thing we've done.
Maybe that.
Skafidi's.
Maybe that
was the worst.
100%. Nobody knew us up there. That was tough.
That,
and we had the problem.
Who was the worst interview we had?
Is that hands down?
Hey, there's two. There are two now that are neck and neck.
What was Skafidi's or when you guys had to, well, we all had to find the best costume at River City?
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, fuck. I tell you what, that might be worse than Skafidi's for me.
The Halloween show,
I feel like there was something else.
Three
really
times
bad.
And just kept going. What's our time? Where are we at?
That was
we
really
done
here.
Yet. We done yet?
Yeah.
Well, I thought the thing with everybody was pretty nervous the night when we did the high school thing at Jen's.
That's the first night at Jen's. I couldn't talk. I was
I was that was terrifying.
That turned out being
like,
really good.
Yeah,
though.
It was.
Those were
really
100%.
Good.
Well, it was like the first one was good because we'd never done it before, and it was everybody chug. We give stuff out, and then the second one we come and do the same exact thing, and it's like, okay, that we probably shouldn't do that again. We're and like this, a one-hit wonder.
This goddamn set, how many times we picked
this old girl.
Up,
thanks to Mike DeCrease. He was the one who built this thing from scratch, so yeah, we got to say thank you to him. Thank you to all the folks at the Watchdog who have gotten us on the radio, who we have now our own office space down there. Thank you to, let's see, I'm trying to think of anybody that I
Jake
might be
Robinson.
Missing. Jake Robinson for letting us rent the space.
Jake's awesome.
And we have some big things coming up as far as space-wise, and I think people are going to enjoy where we take that. So we got that to say thanks and look forward to. Oh, I'm trying to make sure I don't forget anybody.
Actually, I think I'm going to say one thing about the sponsorships. I think it's really cool that people entrust in us and they come back.
Yeah.
Yep. Like we have people that come
Absolutely.
Back two and three, four times, so obviously we're doing something.
Oh,
okay.
Karen Bowers and Bush Light.
Neely's.
Big Timber.
Yeah. Neely's.
Oh. Yeah,
hey, Matt, that was a one that you really liked,
Neely's.
Too, was the one we did in
South
Karen
Oh, I love
Bowers.
That one. Yeah, that's very high up on.
Yeah.
That's
a
top fiver for
that
me.
That was a really cool
I love
one.
That Karen Bowers one.
That was
really
fun.
Yeah, Karen Bowers and
Big Timber.
We called that town. What was that? Pine something town?
They were serving. We asked for the special.
Yes.
Oh, we should do that again.
What's
yeah,
that?
We should start going back to that.
We called the Pine Cities. And we called that one.
We called it out of nowhere.
Wasn't it in Arkansas?
Oh, I think we should start doing that again. I thought that was cool.
I thought we did it. Was it Soup that made the first call?
Ask what the special was.
Because that was his. We were all doing a city to study, and he couldn't find anything, so we just called his city.
I thought that was great. And I wish we would have kept doing that.
Yeah, we got to bring it
back.
They were so good on the other end.
And I thought Hot Pit and Cold Mug.
Yeah, I'd like
we'll
to bring those
we'll
back.
We'll bring them back.
Do we even know what that means? Does anybody
we
didn't even figure
we'll
what the hell
that
was.
Yeah, I didn't know either.
Yeah, thank you to everybody.
Is that good or bad? Here.
It's getting dark.
Yes.
And the bugs are out.
For everybody that's been on board, if we forgot anybody and you're listening to this, we apologize, but we thank you anyway. We love you very much. Thank you for watching all this. We got a lot of stuff to come. I know we've made some strides so far, but we're not even close to where we think we need to be. So in some time, hopefully we're putting out some really cool stuff, and hopefully everybody's enjoying. But for now, for all of you that have made it this far on this show, thank you very much. We couldn't be here without you. We love you very much. Happy episode 100, and until next time, we'll see you right back here.
See you in the pine
room. Bye.